One is subdivision 2023-01, Anchors Run Expansion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2023-01 for the Anchors Run Expansion based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, Anchors Run was previously approved as subdivision 2018-13. This application seeks to add 91 additional lots as an expansion area of the subdivision. The expanded subdivision will remain a clustered subdivision, and the new lots will all have a minimum lot area of 7,500 square feet. The density of the entire subdivision will remain within the density limits for land that is zoned AR1. Two, the applicant has provided confirmation that at least 51% of the lot owners have consented to this expansion of the existing Anchors Run subdivision. Three, the expanded subdivision is consistent with nearby uses in the area, which includes several residential developments. Four, the expanded subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Five, the expansion area will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Seven, the new lots within the expansion area will be part of the Anchors Run Subdivision HOA and will have active recreational amenities within the project, including a clubhouse and pool. In addition to the amenities provided currently for Anchors Run, the pool shall be expanded to a minimum size of 3,525 square feet, and pickleball courts shall be constructed. However, based upon objections in the record from the existing property owners about the proposed location of these courts, the new pickleball courts shall be centrally located within the existing but not yet constructed fifth phase of the development and not in the location presented during the public hearing. Eight, the subdivision and this expansion area represents a design that is superior to a standard three-quarter acre lot subdivision in many ways, including the provision of open space and preservation of existing forests. There's also greater buffering than would occur within a subdivision design. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, with this 91 lot expansion, there shall be no more than 356 lots within the entire Anchors Run subdivision. B, the new lots shall be part of the existing Anchors Run Homeowners Association that is responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas throughout the entire subdivision, including this expansion area. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, a forested buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the expansion area. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. As proffered by the applicant, there shall be an additional 20-foot wide open space area provided along the interior of the 20-foot forested buffer, except in the area adjacent to lots 1 through 33 that are already constructed and which were previously approved with a 20-foot wide forested buffer and 25-foot wide utility easement. E, in addition to the buffers required in condition D, there shall be a forested or landscaped buffer area that is at least 30 feet wide between the expansion area and the adjacent Beaver Dam Acres development. This buffer shall use existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees or wetlands currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of that area. Where trees do not exist within this buffer area, reforestation shall occur as required by code. This reforestation shall be shown within the landscape plan included in the final site plan. As required by other conditions of the approval, the site's southeastern forest retention area and wetland F shall be shown on the preliminary site plan and it shall be preserved. F, prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy for lots 71 through 75 and 31 through 333, 335, evergreens shall be installed to provide additional screening between the site and lots 13, 14, 15, 40, and 44 of Beaver Dam Acres. The size, type, and location of these evergreens shall be shown within the landscape plan included in the final site plan. G, there shall be a resource buffer that is at least 30 feet wide from all resources within the expansion area as defined by the county code. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited, except for activities that are permitted in Ordinance Number 2852, Table 2, Resource Buffer Activities by Zone. All silt fencing shall be located upland of these buffer areas to avoid disturbance. The final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of these buffer areas. There shall be permanent signage every 100 feet identifying the resource buffer boundary and designating it as non-disturbance area. H, as stated by the applicant, the large forested area in the southeast corner of the site shall be protected and preserved. This preservation requirement shall be clearly noted on the final site plan and on the site itself with silt fencing around the perimeter of it to prevent damage. The recorded restrictive covenants for this subdivision shall also require that this area remain undisturbed and forested in perpetuity. I, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. J, the entire subdivision shall be served by central sewer and provided by Sussex County. K, the entire subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. L, no lot shall contain any wetlands, and the final site plan shall and restrictive covenants shall contain the required wetlands notice. M, the lots within the expansion area shall have access to all the active and passive amenities throughout the entire Anchors Run subdivision. As stated by the applicant, the pool shall be expanded to at least 3,525 square feet in size. And with the exception of the pickleball courts, the approval of this expansion area shall not affect the timing of the completion of the amenities within the previously approved subdivision. Those amenities, including the expanded pool, shall be completed on or before the issuance of the 159th building permit within the original Anchors Run subdivision area approved to subdivision 2018-13. O, the pickleball courts shall be centrally located within the fifth phase of the existing Anchors Run development. The pickleball court shall be completed in accordance with section 99-21E of the subdivision code as it relates to the entire subdivision and shall be completed on or the issuance of the 213th residential building permit for the Anchors Run subdivision as expanded by this approval. P, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. Q, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets in the expanded development. R, deliveries of dirt, fill, or similar materials shall be only made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. and between the hours of 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any construction activities on Sundays. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. S, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer and conservation areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. T, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for each phase of the subdivision. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity within the individual site grading plan. U, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And V, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2023-01 Anchors Run expansion for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2023-05, Lock Haven subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2023-05 for Lock Haven subdivision based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a standard subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low density area of the 2019 comprehensive plan's future land use map. Residential development of this type and density proposed here is appropriate within the low density area. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 18 lots on 81.84 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is well below what is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 3/4 acre in size, and generally the lots are all much larger than this. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Four, the subdivision will include approximately 25.22 acres of open space. Five, DLDOT has determined that the subdivision will have a negligible impact upon area roadways. DLDOT will also require appropriate entrance, roadway, and intersection improvements that are proportionate to these 18 new lots. Six, the lots in the subdivision will be served by individual on-site wells and septic systems. The applicant has received septic feasibility approval from DENRAC. Seven, there are tidal and non-tidal wetlands within this site. A drainage assessment was provided by the applicant as required by code to address these areas. However, based upon concerns about the mapping of these wetland areas and their buffers, there is a condition of approval seeking clarity with respect to them on the final site plan. Eight, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county as a low-density subdivision. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 18 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. D, unless overlapped by the required resource buffers, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 20 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision and in accordance with the planning requirements of section 99-5 of the subdivision code. The buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. E, there are tidal and non-tidal wetlands on the site, which are resources requiring resource buffers pursuant to section 115-193 of the zoning code. Subject to this section, resource buffer averaging is utilized within the subdivision. To ensure that this is accurately applied, the final site plan shall show the limits and location of the DENRAC tidal wetlands line boundary as established by the DENRAC mapping of this resource and as required by section 99-26A, section 21A of the subdivision code. The applicant shall supply planning and zoning staff with the location of this boundary as part of the AutoCAD drawing file that is required by section 99-26C of the code. The boundary drawing and data shall be referenced in NAD 1983 State Plain Delaware FIPS 0700 US feet projected coordinate system. Further, in areas where gaps between the tidal and non-tidal wetlands lines are confirmed to exist, based upon field delineations performed by a certified wetland scientist, the applicant shall include the location and boundary of the administrative tidal wetlands boundary and the DENRAC wetlands boundary on the final site plan. The applicant shall also include color crosshatching and text annotation within this gap area to clearly distinguish the administratively determined wetlands boundary from the tidal wetland line established on the DENRAC mapping. In any area where the tidal wetland boundary is found to be further upland from the line established by the DENRAC mapping, The applicant shall be required to provide a formal map amendment through DNREC in accordance with the procedure contained in Title VII, Section 6607 of the Delaware Code. This information shall also appear as a general note on the final site plan. F, the development shall comply with DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the lots in the subdivision shall be served by individual wells and septic systems. J, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mondays through Friday, and between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. K, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. L, this property is in the vicinity of lands used for agricultural purposes. Therefore, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice, as well as a similar notice stating that hunting activities occur on adjacent and nearby properties. The final site plan shall clearly show the location of a 50-foot buffer from all lands subject to the agricultural easement, and note that no improvement requiring a residential type occupancy approval shall be constructed within the 50-foot buffer. M, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permits shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. N, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2023-05, Lock Haven Subdivision, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes, the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on our agenda at this